don't do that. Don't hit that dog no more. But I didn't stop till I beat his brains out. You care what she said. I'd done her the same way. She'd have come out there. Just like I did that dog. I ain't gonna go to your place of business and roll nothing you got. You got a fence around you like I hear them little puppies. That's why I keep them little puppies in that yard.
Yeah.
See, they ain't be nothing bite nobody. Nothing did this. Them things I got you in the yard.
Yeah.
Sir?
No.
They can't hurt you. They will try to bite. And they'll bark when you come, y'all.
Yeah.
Well, what you want, a bigger one to bite you and hurt you? Sir? What you want, a bigger one in the yard to hurt you?
Yeah. You were talking about, where'd you get bit?
Right there on my hunker, right there.
I see.
Blood running all down my leg. And she had something kind of like a thing that bang clothes with, you know, push clothes down in the pot when it's boiling.
Mm-hmm.
I got that thing, that old dog, and went up on the house. And I reckon the house about that high up off the ground. I went on up there with him. First time I got up close to him, I hit that bass right across here. That's a hard rock of lambing.
Yeah.
And he come as a holler. And I hit him again. He fell over. And I just kept on knocking. A woman done run out on the porch and on the gravel. You better come out there. Don't hit my dog. I'll do this and I'll do this other. I said, well, you told me to come in here, miss. And he done bit me. I'm going to bite him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have you rested. I said, go on and have me rested.
Is she a married woman?
Yes. Her husband wasn't there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care if her husband would have been there.
So you got dog bit, huh?
Sure, got dog bit. I got a scar there on my humper now.
Boy.
Sure, yeah.
What do you say to your dog when you want him to get somebody?
Tell him to catch him.
Or something.
Yeah.
Or something
tell
else.
Catch him. Call them by name, just like I do them horses, them cows. You got to train them like that. I had one here tied to that pine tree, huh?
What do you say, catch him, boy?
Yeah, just tell him, catch him.
Now, you don't say it like that, say it for me.
They say, well, call him by name, show him and go get him.
I see.
Tell him by name.
Yeah.
But you got to train them. You just train dogs like you do to kill them. You want a tap. Growing up, you tell them to hand me. Well, you might say that axe or that hammer or that something, what you, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Hand it to you. What it is, screwdriver, anything like that. You tell them to hand you that thing. Trying to hand you that thing. See?
Yeah.
Now, this time you done handed me shit. If I had special to wear, it's going to take me a week or two to get through. See, I got all of that on the fence. See them poles up there on the pile up?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have a night them poles keep them anxious from eating them poles up. Now, if I don't put gasoline or something on before I put them in the ground, them man eat them poles up in about 2 or 3 years. Them man see the poles. All them pile up on.
Yeah, I know, they're good looking posts.
Well, you're gonna have to nine them, too. Don't the man's gonna get them easier. They're eating up them creases. Them that post out at the bottom. And they cost you 45 cents a piece. And they're eating them up at the bottom.
Yeah, I'll tell you. That's the problem you got.
Well, the problem you got, too, if you look at your fence, if y'all got any fences.
Yeah.
If they aren't. They eat yours up there like eat mine up. You got many of them over here in your country.
Bad insects here, aren't they?
Yeah, I ain't never seen it many. It's more here this year than well last year.
Tell me about what kind you got. You got any kind of the fly ram sting you?